This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morning. What's wrong with you this morning?
I'm not feeling it.
Okay.
I'm just not feeling it today.
I need a pep talk.
So you're going to get up and you're going to get dressed and you're going to get in that car.
Now, what is your mind?
Snake mind.
What is your body?
Wolf body.
What is your courage?
Panther courage.
Now, you're going to pluck up your courage, walk out that door and have an incredible adventure.
Yeah, man, you're ready.
Okay, showtime.
Do you have panther courage today? To face the snow. The snow!
Get your bread and milk.
I'm feeling like jacked up with this music.
Snowmageddon is on the way today. I thought this might be a perfect thing to start the day today. Got to have that eye of the tiger, man.
Everybody's running around freaking out.
Get prepared.
Pumping it up. Well, there's going to be some snow today. We don't know how much. Chase, your estimate is 1 to 3?
0 to 50. At this point, I just don't know.
I just don't hope that. I mean, I hope that rain just doesn't come in here and ruin it for everything.
All right, so
nah.
Sunny schools. It's going to start out as rain, looks like, and it's going to change to snow. It looks like some of these schools, though, are already saying, you know what, we better fold this tent up early today.
Yeah, most are getting out early, 2-3 hours early.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that for you, too. And, yeah, so enjoy the snow while it comes down today. So, Annie, this is going to be your one and only chance to...
I know. That's why I'm trying to manifest it into existence.
But you want a lot of snow. And no, I don't think anybody else wants a lot of snow.
You're lying. There are plenty of people that want a lot of snow.
No, they just think they do. Yeah, you know, it's fun when they're inside watching it coming down, and then all of a sudden it makes their life miserable. They can't get around.
Just one
it's
day.
Everywhere. It's melting. It's just it blows up on your windshield. It just turns into a nasty big pile.
It's a beautiful winter wonderland, and I'm not hearing anything else about it.
Big piles of dirty, sooty snow.
No. Refreezes at night.
Beautiful, white,
solid ice.
Crisp.
Kelsey Ballerini starts us off today.
Wake up with a Wolf Show neck.
If the odds and ends here. First, snow. It's snow.
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 That was a little flat. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to have it some today anyway. And it's about 1 to 3 inches. I'm keeping an eye on the schools for a lot of them have already said, you know what, we're gonna give it up. We're gonna go on.
We're just giving up.
We'll run the list down for you again here in a few minutes. It's 6:23 right now. What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie? It's hard to choose, isn't it?
The coconut.
The Samoas or whatever,
yeah, whatever they're called.
I used to love those and Thin Mints, but now I like those lemonades. They're like crack.
You like those?
Yeah, just that little bit of shortbread on top and that little layer of like the lemon icing. Oh, so good.
Now, Girl Scout cookies are still on sale, right?
You can, yeah,
they are. Yeah, they're still the devil. You're right.
Well, the big three, according to the latest survey, Thin Mints, Samoas, the Caramel Delights, they used to call them.
Yes.
And the Tagalongs, those are the peanut butter patties. Well, those are the favorites right there.
I eat them all. I ain't discriminating.
Me neither. If somebody puts a box down, I'm going to wipe it out.
I'm in there like swimwear all day.
What kills me is I can sit down and I can literally just knock out a solid half box of those just in no
sleeve.
Time.
Yeah, one of the sleeves. Have you ever put Thin Mints in the freezer?
Oh, that's good stuff.
Right I'll have there. My mouth will be black, just black teeth, everything when I get done. They're so good.
Hey, here's a message to Hollywood: stop rebooting Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
Enough is enough. They're doing it again.
That's cool.
The apes are getting more human.
Could we just pick a storyline and just stick with that one? That'd be good for me. Anyway, they're doing it again, and Disney's doing it. Timeline, who knows what they're going to do, but they're going to do it. They have bought 20th Century Fox Studios, of course, and they're going to go ahead and do another Planet of the Apes.
I feel like Fantastic. This is a question we've asked multiple times, but who gets paid to say, yeah, that sounds like we'll reboot
that? I can't imagine the people that are sitting in rooms green-lighting some of these movies.
Yeah.
You see a movie and it's like, are you kidding me? Who said it was a good idea to make this thing?
No doubt.
Well, just these turds that keep getting made, it's awful.
Like Sharknado.
Yeah, it's like, you know, those things are huge when they run them on television, though.
Yeah.
Huge. They run them on TV. They Oh, yeah, this is awesome, man. Okay. Ian Ziering is in every one of them.
You know what would be a hit?
What?
A full-on Law & Order SVU movie.
Yeah, one that just, it's nonstop action.
Nail biter.
I agree.
Twists and turns and Mariska Hargitay. Yeah.
How's your confidence holding up? Are you a confident person? Are you a confident person, not so much?
We went down this road.
I shouldn't be, but I am.
The top confidence killer, folks, is your overall body image. For most people, the overall body image, followed by skin issues, ill-fitting clothes, and just having an overall bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let that get you down. Don't let that get you down. Keep on pressing on.
The dryer keeps shrinking my clothes. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's what happens.
It's a plot. They're in cahoots with the clothing company, so you got to go out and buy new stuff.
It's all Illuminati.
Yeah, the Illuminati's controlling everything. Well, if you're not, full of confidence, are you self-conscious? Things most people are most self-conscious about: overall skin condition, followed by hair, wrinkles, and breakouts. You know, I never had the problem with breakouts so much, even as a teenager, because I had dry skin, which was not any fun either, but it helped with the acne. Yeah. You know, there's not all that oil in there to create those breakouts. But some people suffer with that their whole life.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's heartbreaking to see that, too. I was just one of those, it just randomly happened, stress or, you know, mm-hmm. womanly things.
Yeah.
Which we won't even bother to get into.
Nope, we're good. Keep going.
What is she talking about?
Here's another one of these stupid lottery stories. Guy wins $250,000 after he cleaned some change out of his car. He got some change out of the seats when he was cleaning his car. So, you know what I'm going to do? Buy a lottery ticket. He lives in South Carolina. He goes in, buys a lottery ticket, and boom, wins $250,000.
Was it a scratch off?
Why can't that be me?
That's what I'm saying. Can I just have the luck of the draw one time?
So was it a scratch off?
There's no indication of whether or not it was a scratch off or not. I don't know. Mm. Highly unlikely for a dollar scratch off to be worth $250,000. Mm. Finally, a couple of quick things here. Queen Elizabeth has ordered Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to drop the word royal from their online branding name, Sussex Royal.
I saw that.
Stop doing that. You're not a royal anymore. You've given that up.
That's what you get.
Figure out another name for yourself.
Wait, what are y'all talking about in relation to the online?
They have a whole website. They're trying to create a brand for themselves to market themselves as public speakers, whatever else, authors, that kind of thing. And it's all under the umbrella of Sussex Royal. Mm-hmm. Well, the Queen said, hold on. I don't know if you remember this or not, but you didn't want to do anything, have anything to do with this royal thing. You're out. You're done.
Can't you really have any control over that, though? Because technically they're still or were royalty. So
were is the key word.
Were.
I see people who are absolutely not royal working for business that say they're royal something.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been to the royal palace? Oh, it ain't royal. All right. More like rural.
And finally, I don't think we mentioned this on the air yesterday after we discovered it, but those reports that Red Lobster was discontinuing their unlimited Cheddar Bay biscuits, those are false. Red Lobster said, hey, whoa, 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 whoa. They tweeted, hey, Cheddar Bay biscuits, unlimited, tell a friend.
Smart. Man, I created a change.org page. I was ready.
You were ready to fire off a letter.
Man.
I am going to send a sternly worded email.
Yep.
All right, no panic necessary. Cheddar Bay biscuits available. I didn't get to that button in time. By golly, I can pull that lever down.
That's right.
He ain't gonna stop me doing what I want to do.
That's right.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Yes, it's true. You can apply to be an astronaut.
But yes.
Do you have what it takes? It takes a lot.
I feel like I'm gonna apply anyway, but I'm gonna run over some of the qualifications.
You just want to do it because you say you did.
Correct.
I applied once to be an astronaut.
Exactly. They're saying that they're celebrating the 20th year of continuous presence aboard the International Space Station, so they're looking for people to go to the moon by 2024. And they said there are some basic requirements you have to meet.
All right, what are they?
If you meet these, you should apply. Must be a United States citizen.
Check.
Got that one. Having a master's degree in STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math field.
Uh-oh, running into problems here.
Math?
Yes, including engineering, biological science, physical science, computer science, or mathematics from an accredited institution.
Gross.
These requirements for a master's degree can also be met by 2 years of work towards a PhD program, completed Doctor of Medicine, or a completion of a nationally recognized test pilot school program. They also say you need to speak Russian.
So you went from having like people's hopes and dreams right there in front of their face to completely...
To being a dream crusher.
Yeah.
You can still apply.
No. You're not going to get it. Let's be honest.
But think about it.
Zero
I applied
experience.
To be an astronaut.
Can you imagine...
Just lie.
Can you imagine someone looking at your application?
They'd be like, what?
This guy barely graduated from college.
Send him a sticker.
Where's Alamance County? Wherever it is you're from.
Right. Send him a NASA sticker or a NASA patch.
Send him that. He'll be good to go.
He can sew that on a flight jacket he buys at the Army Navy store.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Lord. 6:40 now. Snow coming today. Mm-hmm. Starting out as rain. About 1 to 3 inches expected. Do it by yourself. The Wolf Show, 6:55, making it good news story time.
I got one that really hit home for me, touched my heart a little bit. There's a story about an 8-year-old girl. She lost her father during the holidays. And I too have lost my dad when I was young, when I was 10. And so all this happens because her father-daughter dance comes up in school. And let me tell you guys, when I was 8, I think right around that time, I had a father-daughter dance with my dad. He had to miss it for work, and he ended up sending me like this little teddy bear, like for the door delivery kind of thing. I still have him in my closet, and we ended up going to like a Japanese steakhouse or something like that because he missed the dance. So that was a super sweet moment. I never had that father-daughter dance, but I definitely made up for it, and it's stuck in my mind. So to know what it's like to have these moments come up and not have your dad, let me tell you what, I know how that feels. So... This makes my heart so happy. So a guy named Nick Harvey, he's the school resource officer at this sweet little girl named Avery's school. She's in second grade. And after she lost her dad, of course, it was hard on her. It's hard at any age, but especially when you're little like that in your daddy's girl, I can tell you that. Nick decided he was going to step in, though, and he asked Avery's mom if he could ask her to the dance. He'd love to take her. And so Avery's mom's like, of course. And so he formally asked her to the father-daughter dance. And she said yes. And they went to the dance, and he did the whole corsage and picked her up in the police car he was in. Yeah, and he says that it meant a lot because he got to take her. But she says it meant a lot to her because she actually got to go see all her friends and have lots of fun. She didn't feel left out. And he says he wants to take her every year from now on that he can. He has 3 daughters of his own, so he already knows what it's like to be, you know, a daddy to a little girl. But they're all too old for dances, so he's getting to rekindle that memory for himself too. So it's a really, really sweet moment. And I have the picture, you guys. Look how cute. Just meeting her at her house, picking her up, the whole shebang, just making her feel like a princess.
In the charger, yeah.
You know, it's a special moment. So shout out to that school resource officer. He's a good guy, and you know, it's nice to know most people are good out there.
After that story, I need to probably tell you, for those of you who don't know, Annie's dad was Big Paul Franklin, who was on 104 when it was actually a real radio station.
Unlike now. You're right.
Right, unlike now. But anyway, that's how, just another way she relates to that whole story there. So yeah, great story. And a great picture, too. Put that picture up. That's a great little shot.
Yeah. I'm going to share this whole...
I guess, whoever took that picture took it at the exact right moment.
It had to be her mama. Yeah, no, that's just perfect.
It could not have been...
Look at her face.
The very second. God. That picture is so good. So yeah, check that up after she gets it posted up. 6:58 now at The Wolf.
Everything.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm good. And you're caller 20, so if you want to play Dale Knows Everything, we're going to do it.
All right, let's do it.
All right, man. So, as you know, I'm going to ask Dale a question. He's either going to know the answer or he'll make it up, and it's up for you to decide whether he does know everything or if he's full of it, okay?
All right,
Dale, Ryan, the category is muffins for National Muffin Day. Everybody loves muffins, Dale.
I know I do.
And there's some states that have a state muffin. Yeah. Not North Carolina, though, sadly, but...
Man, we need one.
We do.
Yeah.
We got to get a petition in.
Banana nut is my guess.
Yeah.
All right, so the blueberry muffin is the official state muffin of which state?
Blueberry muffin, huh? I'm going Rhode Island.
Okay, Ryan. He said Rhode Island. Does Dale know everything or is he wrong?
I think he's wrong. That sounded too much like a gift.
What?
He's calling you on your crap.
Are you calling me out? You calling me on?
Blueberry sounds more of a southern state.
Well, what is it?
Well, I got to tell you, Ryan, he is full of it. I don't know about southern, but wherever Minnesota is, that is the
blue. North, always Minnesota.
Minnesota. Blueberry muffins in Minnesota.
I'm near Canada.
Ryan, I am so proud of you for calling Dale out on his lie over there. You are getting two tickets to the Mardi Gras party over at the castle in Jamestown next Saturday.
Awesome.
Dale doesn't know everything.
This is the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
93.1 The Wolf.
Wake Up with a Wolf Show. Yeah, there's something about a truck. Might need it today. Woo, might be a four-wheel drive. You're stuck in all that snow we're going to have.
Yeah. About that.
Yeah, about that. Before we get to all that, though, the school systems have made some calls and said, hey, you know what? We haven't missed any days this year. There's a risk of a bus or two slipping off the road, so we're gonna close early.
Yeah, Guilford County School is closing 2 hours early. Alamance Burlington School is closing 3 hours. Randolph County School, I believe. Hold on. It just the page automatically refreshes on its own. Randolph County Schools is closing 3 hours early. Winston-Salem Forsyth County is closing 2 hours early. And Davidson County Schools are closing 3 hours early. Now, of course, this could change as the afternoon goes on, but as of right now, they're just playing it safe.
Now, I'm telling y'all, I'm looking from out the window. That is a snow sky approaching.
It is, and it feels like snow.
Oh,
it
God, does. I'm so That's excited. Morning. You have no idea. I love snow. I just want one good one so bad. I can't contain myself.
She's about to pop.
The coffee also
kicked in. Let me tell you how I was actually disappointed this morning because I knew it was going to snow and I used my last little bit of milk on the cereal I had.
Oh,
you
no.
I said, an idiot.
I said, I've made a mistake.
You can come to my house because Frank is officially on nothing but whole milk since Christmas.
I was going
to
say, which way are we taking this conversation?
So I'm confused. We're keeping it on deck over here at my house.
All right.
So what is the best food to cook? Now, for me, the grilled cheese and tomato soup is almost a must. I got to do that. And as I said before, just because I have a grilled cheese sandwich and tomato soup at, say, 1 would not preclude me from eating something else at, say, 2 or 2:30.
You have to have a double meal.
Yeah.
Y'all, I got some bacon in the freezer, too. I might lay out. This might be even a dinner.
Oh. Well, think of it this way. You burn more calories on cold days. So you got
to
eat more.
Yeah, you got to eat more. You got to keep your strength up, too.
Correct.
You might have to get out in that.
I want to build a snowman so badly.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, no. I don't want to hear it.
Not going
to
happen.
So anyway, she's got some carrots in the refrigerator. She's dying to make a nose for a snowman.
Because at this point, we can't eat them. So they're good.
We've gone about 430 some odd days without snow.
Yeah.
Last snow we had was December the 10th of last year. Remember that big foot?
I do.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. It was a pretty snow.
Same day that I broke my bumper on my car because it hit a little piece of ice as I was pulling in.
I remember that.
I was so pregnant, my bibs wouldn't even zip up. It just, my belly was hanging out of the bibs.
I still got that problem.
Yeah. And he ain't even pregnant.
That's a food baby.
So what's the best food? Beef stew, that's another good one.
Oh, yeah, I got that in the cabinets.
Pot roast, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
Talk dirty to me, Dale.
How about you? What do you cook? 680 Wolf or post it up. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Snow day.
Yay! Today.
Snow day, going to snow. Start out as rain and then turn to snow later on today. What's the best food to cook when it's snowing outside and you're inside all warm and cozy? Post it up for 680 Wolf. Yes.
Hey, man, on the cold snow day, you got to have chili.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now, I'm not talking about none of that stuff that'll melt a fork or anything like that. Just a little spice, a little bit of sweetness on the back end, but good flavor.
Ooh, now I feel like I need cornbread in my life.
You sound like a man who knows how to make a good pot of chili.
Hey, man, check this out. Y'all on Facebook, go to OBG Cooks or Voodoo Shack. We won the city championship last year, so right. Yeah. Chili's right on time. And back away from the coffee pot. It's going to snow. Don't get excited. We're not going to.
Look here. I need snowmageddon.
Slowly.
All right, man.
Back away from the coffee. Be good.
Enjoy your day.
Bye.
Bye now.
You know, you mentioned cornbread. Nothing goes with chili so good as some homemade cornbread.
Yeah, jalapeno cornbread's good too.
With a thick slab of real butter.
Yeah, don't use the real stuff. Your body knows how to process that.
I gotta say, I went to the OBG, whatever he was talking about. It actually stands for old ball guy.
Yeah.
He had a killer looking cheese biscuit posted up.
Oh, that sounds good too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the cornbread, if you want to shortcut that cornbread, Cracker Barrel's muffins, corn muffins, are good. And they go great with chili because they hold up when you dip it into the chili.
You want to know one thing that really upsets me that I learned about my wife after we got married or right around the time we got married?
Oh, here we go. We talked about this the other day. Things you find out after you're married.
She does not like the corn muffins from Cracker Barrel.
I prefer their biscuits.
What?
Yeah.
Repeat that, please.
She does not like the corn muffins from Cracker Barrel.
Kelsey, I had to move you down on my list.
But I have to somehow agree a little bit. They're not the worst.
Let's have a moment of silence for both of them. Ready? I'm sorry we had to put up with that.
Those biscuits they have are so delicious. I don't even want the cornbread there.
Oh, I'll take both.
I mean, nothing's stopping.
I don't mind a little mix and match.
No. Apple butter?
Bring it on. Bring the heat. Best foods to cook when it's cold. 680 Wolf, post it up on social media. Maybe you got your own special dish we need to know about. Wake up with the Wolf Show. 7:59. It's 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. By the way,
Alicia, Dale is single.
Alicia says, Dear Chili. Dear Chili's good.
I bet she has some already cooking up.
Let me tell you, there's a difference between chili and chili beans. Okay?
All right, don't start this again. No.
There is a difference, and you need to learn it.
Who does?
You.
I know it.
Oh. I thought you were the opposite.
Who you talking to?
Never mind. I must not be paying attention.
All right, it's 8 o'clock now. If you guys think you're going to need a hint on this, let me know. Might want to just go ahead and take a guess as we get into it here. So off we go to the land of law and order. Here's your headline. Naked man arrested for chewing on police car.
I'm going to say New York.
Instead of the state, can I tell you the drug I think is involved? Meth.
No, you're wrong on the state. Okay. It is not New York. You are way too far north.
Alabama.
Way too far north. And you're too far south, but you're much closer. It happened in Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Nashville, Tennessee, to be exact. Smashville. Toontown. Yep. Twangtown. Well, the police there recently arrested a 68-year-old man for chewing on a police car. True story. Officers found Roger Oden naked under a bridge. When they confronted him, he tried to punch and kick them. Mm-hmm. Started doing like karate kicks and karate moves while he was naked, while hitting the guys. Well, Roger then decided to go into the back of the police car and relieve himself before attempting to chew on various parts of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. He was charged with assault, vandalism, and public indecency. The Raj gave no reason for his odd behavior whatsoever after he was taken into custody.
Well, look, you got to make room for that tasty old seatbelt you're about to
knock. So you're telling me there was no drugs involved?
They are unaware of any drugs.
Okay.
Just an odd dude.
He's high on life.
Yeah, he is. He's loving life.
That's his snow food of choice, tires.
Yes, we're moving lunch up.
Yes, we are.
Important things here.
That's right. And why is all this happening? Because
snow, snow,
snow.
Snow,
snow,
snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Yeah.
Snow, snow. I want to wash my hands, my face, and hair with snow.
There we go.
That last part throws me off.
What was it? George Clooney's aunt. Isn't that her?
Rosemary Clooney.
That's it.
Rosemary Clooney. New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Jake Owen now. This is homemade.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
We've had this conversation, Emma, here before. Dale, you don't really care for peeps, do you?
No, I don't. I don't like peeps. No.
Annie, you just don't care either.
I like to blow them up in the microwave.
Okay, well, Here's something for you. 7-Eleven is now selling Peeps-flavored Slurpees ahead of Easter.
Gross.
I think that'd be pretty good.
Gross.
You think that would taste good, really?
Yeah.
I'm also not a Slurpee person.
Sounds disgusting to me. I just don't like anything about the Peeps.
Okay, well, I might have something that is not disgusting,
right,
but instead intriguing. McDonald's is selling scented candles online. The scents include sesame seed bun, ketchup, pickle, cheese, onion, and quarter pounder beef.
Gross. This is as bad as Qdoba's cheese nacho cheese scented candle.
I'll be honest with you. If I could get a candle to smell like quarter pounder.
Ugh.
You know, I prefer the lighter, fruitier, flowery scents on the candles rather than the foods. Like at Christmas, when they have the Christmas candles that smell like Christmas cookies or snickerdoodles or whatever, I don't even like those.
I'm saying, like, why don't you do like an apple, one of the McDonald's apple pie or McDonald's broken ice cream machine or.
Yeah, it smells like metal and disappointment. Yeah. Today's a very special day. It's National Love Your Pet Day. Aww. So if you have a picture of your pet, post it up.
Or don't, because I like to say that I am a dog owner, not a dog mom. There's a difference.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. I'm a little tired of the I'm a dog grandparent.
Oh, gross.
Whatever.
You guys just have no heart.
Says the guy who is totally a dog mom. Or dad, maybe.
Well, yeah, I'm a dog mom. That's right.
He's a dog dad and he's a cat dad. Both.
Both.
Gross.
Yeah.
Both. Don't be hating, okay?
Ugh,
I'm going to post pictures about him later.
Gross.
Get used
Hashtag National Love Your Pet Day. Took him out for treats.
What is wrong with you? What the hell's wrong with her?
That's called sarcasm.
It's called accuracy.
Dale
laughed, so that means something.
Well... Moving on. I just want to bring this up to whoever controls the DOT in Randolph County. Can somebody please fix Racine Road between New Salem Road and McLineberry Road? Because they have patched it 3 times all the way down there. And still, it just keeps falling apart.
Is it because the patches are rough or because the patches don't last?
They don't last.
Who drives that road? You and like 3 people?
No. Oh, no. No, no. That's a pretty big connector right through there.
It's a shortcut type of road.
Correct. Yeah. And they've patched it 3 times already. The key to going down the road is you have to move over to the left of the center, then to the right, then ride the white line, then go back to the left to go around these potholes.
Okay, good. I wrote that down.
Good. And last but not least, here's a fun fact for the day. For 1 year, or for 1 hour out of a year, it's the same time in Oregon and in Florida.
Really? How does that work?
Well, parts of eastern Oregon are on mountain time, and parts of Florida Panhandle are on central.
Ah, I see.
So when you have that time when, like, you know, you spring forward type of situation, they cross over for 1 hour. They're the exact same time.
By the way, only a few days away from that, where we get to spring our clocks forward and have that extra daylight in the evening hours.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah. You prefer that time, of course.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget to love your pet today. Oh, my gosh.
Post your pictures.
You two can shove it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.